WRPQ Baraboo.
W279 EG Reedsburg.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. Two individuals, Dallas Aaron Umber and Matthew Allison, in custody and facing charges of trying to start a race war using the messaging app Telegram.
Federal officials are growing increasingly concerned that domestic extremists are finding safe haven on this site to be able to go and share information like bomb-making instructions, how to carry out a mass attack targeting places like synagogues or ethnic centers. And that's what's laid out in detail in this indictment. This elevated not to just words, but there were three individuals tied to this group who actually either sought to or did carry out attacks that resulted in deaths.
ABC's Alex Mallon. Vice President Harris and former President Trump debate tonight at Philadelphia's National Constitution Center, 9 p.m. on ABC. The search for accused I-75 sniper Joseph Couch continues in southeast Kentucky. He's charged with shooting 12 vehicles with a semi-automatic rifle on Saturday, wounding five people. This is ABC News.
Now this news update on Wisconsin Radio Network. I'm Ted Allen. Sauk County deputies are confirming a death in the Wisconsin River near Spring Green. The body of a man washed up on a sandbar early Monday morning, about 2 miles from where a man was swept under the water last week. The medical examiner's office is completing identification of the body. UW-Madison has reinstated several pro-Palestinian organizations that were suspended earlier this year over allegations of hate speech. The chancellor's office issued a statement Friday saying none of the language in an Instagram post that was reported by pro-Israeli groups constituted actual threats against the community. And Wisconsin deer hunters should consider testing their deer for chronic wasting disease. CWD testing remains a priority for the agency, with sampling available statewide. The DNR has priority areas that agency staff are especially interested in receiving samples from to help further understand disease levels and distribution.
Partly cloudy today. We'll get to around 84 for a high this afternoon. The wind out of the south at 5 to 15. Tonight, partly cloudy. We'll drop to 57 for a low. Tomorrow, partly cloudy. A little warmer, 86. Then on Thursday, lots of sunshine with a high of 88. If you are looking for a great place to live, stay, shop, and play, check out Worthington, Minnesota. It's easy to get there, and it is definitely worth a look. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 54.
Maximum hits.
Mississippi in the middle of the dry sea.
90s, and more.
Max FM.
80s, 90s, and more.
99.7 Max FM.
Maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more, 99.7 Max FM. Thank you so much for joining us this morning. Make sure you check out Pathway Home of South Central Wisconsin. Hope is where the heart is. This is an amazing organization offering low-income families and individuals with some of their needs, plus they have temporary housing that they can provide. Now, if you'd like more information about everything they do, or if you'd like to volunteer at their organization, you can call 432-4626 or check out Pathway Home W. I.org.
99.7 Max FM.
Mm-hmm.
Cloudy today. We'll get to around 84 for a high this afternoon. The wind out of the south at 5 to 15. Tonight, partly cloudy. We'll drop to 57 for a low. Tomorrow, partly cloudy. A little warmer, 86. Then on Thursday, lots of sunshine with a high of 88. If you are looking for a great place to live, stay, shop, and play, check out Worthington, Minnesota. It's easy to get there, and it is definitely worth a look. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 53.
says, come on in. This place that I really like. How you feel? Now I say, more than ever, things round to change. I said,
more.
99.7 Max FM. Shake it up, shake it up, shake it up, shake it up, shake it up.
octagon. Back with the bass, pajamas live in effect, and I don't waste time. On the mic with a dope rhyme, jump to the rhythm, jump, jump to the rhythm, jump. And I'm here to combine beats and lyrics to make you shake your pants, take a chance. Come on and dance, guys, grab a girl, don't wait, make a twirl. It's your world and I'm just a squirrel, trying to get a nut to move your butt to the dance floor. So yo, what's up? Hands in the air, come on, say yeah. Everybody over here, everybody over there. The crowd is live and I will do this groove. Party people in the house, move.
Maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more, 99.7 Max FM. I'm Maddie Jones. Birthdays and anniversaries coming up a little later this morning. In fact, before 8 o'clock, we're going to do a whole lot of celebrating. If you know somebody who's having a birthday or an anniversary, or maybe you are yourself, make sure you let us know by texting us on the Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells text line 355-9970.
There are so many traditions built around the Wisconsin Badgers, game day and the mascot, which in 1889 was a real badger. It didn't go well. Eventually, the animal was replaced by a person. An on-campus contest chose the official mascot name, Buckingham U. Badger. Still, Wisconsin's official animal is a badger. But do you know which animal almost earned this title instead? Gray squirrel? White-tailed deer? Black bear? The answer is coming up. The original badger's nickname is actually associated with lead miners in the state, not the animals. It was the 1820s, and the miners often didn't have shelter in the winters, so they lived like badgers, digging tunnels into the hillsides where they worked. So was there almost another state animal? Yes, the white-tailed deer, which later became the official wildlife animal. But the history surrounding the badgers is a true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
90s and more.
99.7 Max FM.
Thank you. WRPQ Baraboo.
W279 EG Reedsburg.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. The first presidential debate between Donald Trump and